You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreiko. You're on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welch. Ian, good morning to you.
Morning, Chad.
We will get back to you coming up in just a little bit. But first of all, to start things off this morning, very happy to welcome back into studio Julie Pullman, who is the executive director. As I say all the time, if I sit here in my seat, I look right across the way through the window. I can't help but see the Children's Imaginarium. Perfect viewpoint here.
Yes, very. It's a very uplifting and positive experience, most definitely.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I know you've been busy over there. You said back to us you came in this morning. Very busy. And you have another terrific event coming up this weekend. One of the things that kind of jumped out about this event is called Constructed Kids. It's perfect for what's been going on around here for a long time,
hasn't it? Yes. From road closures to seeing big equipment to seeing workers. Yes, we are definitely in a live construction area.
Before we talk about the specifics of this event, it really gives, in a sense, a microcosm of what you're doing, because it's not another area just to expose kids to and what the future may involve. There are so many different ways that people can take their lives in terms of the kind of work that they do, and one of which is construction, because we see all these construction workers around here every day, and this is just another opportunity, and that seems to be one of the themes that you have over there, is to expose kids to a lot of different ways of looking at life.
Right, exactly. As a STEM-based children's museum, science, technology, engineering, and math, in our trades and in construction, STEM is an everyday life. And so when you're coming in and learning about STEM in our museum, we also want to use it as an application in a real life experience, meaning whether you're doing carpentry, whether you're doing electrical work, whether you're building, you have to use those STEM skills. Being in a live construction area that we're at, what better partnership, what better place to showcase STEM careers, showcase the opportunities for families and for kiddos at early learning opportunities to have those experiences as they move forward in life.
So this event will be coming up this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. in the fenced construction site directly in front of the museum here in downtown Wausau. So you're actually using what is happening around you, and it's been such a long time.
I mean,
you may as well use it to your advantage and to the kids and the family's advantage, right?
Yes, 100%. As our members, as our visitors over the past 2 years, which is approximately 65,000 people that have come through our doors, they have been so patient and kind with us through this construction transition, should we say? Again, let them know a little bit more about what it takes to get into that industry and experience that in a real life career. It's really a fun experience that we're providing for these families and kiddos.
What is going to happen? Because it sounds very interesting to use this. What is going to happen?
So as you come in, it's $5 per person. It supports the museum. We will have interactive displays and booths. For instance, we have the Wausau Area Builders Association partnered with the Wausau Noon Optimist that's going to be doing a carpentry station. We have Vannert that is there that will be doing electrical, that will be doing some interactive little robots and electrical things. We have Findorf that's there. There's Myron Crane that is going to be there. So there's going to be some large equipment for kiddos to explore and see and get up and close to. That's part of the fascination is, you know, those vehicles, those experiences and those trades. So lots of hands-on activities in addition to exploring some of the machinery that goes along with it.
Hands-on is one of, again, the themes I think I've noticed with a lot of your events.
Right.
That is what engages the kids, isn't it? Having that opportunity to be hands-on.
Absolutely. I mean, in order to touch and experience and learn is really part of that brain development. And so in order to get kids exposed to early career exploration, we have to provide these opportunities. How else are they going to learn? Digital is great, but then you can't feel it, touch it, experience it in a real life situation.
part of this is, again, because of everything that's been going on around here. And you said the folks have been very patient, and I imagine you have to be very patient.
Yes.
But I imagine here, I see the new road is about to be opening. We see finally some both two-way traffic going in front of our building here in downtown. I imagine that you feel like there's a great opportunity now that as we get towards the end of this process for continued growth for the Children's Imaginarium.
Yes, 100%. I mean, so when we started this project 10 plus years ago, we knew that we wanted to be in downtown Wausau. We knew that we wanted to be a partner in the redevelopment. We want to bring families and kiddos into the downtown area because it's so important for our economy. And, you know, we have great construction that's going on around us. We now have the T-Wall completed project of Foundry on 3rd, which is going to have a wonderful, beautiful living space and retail space at the bottom. And then it supports our businesses down here, too. So if it's the Chocolate Cafe or the Pinery or Forward Beverage or the Mint, like all of these businesses thrive in regards to this, not to mention it just makes it such a beautiful space, right? It's a great creativity, great energy that you're in that space as well.
I feel the same here. I mean, being for us being here downtown, you feel that energy, and it just adds to what we do, and I know for all other businesses here downtown as well. So absolutely. Yeah. And again, we'll be wonderful to have it complete.
right. And there's a lot going on downtown. So, you know, at the 400 block, they're going to have the Harvest Fest. So there's activities down there too. So you can, you know, just walk a couple blocks over. I think it's one complete block over and just come in and experience this too as well. The museum will be open as well. So lots of fun activities and different things going on. So it's going to be gorgeous weather, a great opportunity to be outside.
All right. Let's get the basics again for this Saturday. Again, it's this Saturday, October 4th, 9 a.m. until 12 noon. What do people need to know as they think about bringing their family? And again, a very family-friendly event.
Family-friendly event. Come on down. It's $5 per person to get in. And then you can experience all the wonderful things that are going on there. I mean, Myron is bringing in this gigantic crane, which I'm super excited to have on spot. So, I mean, it's going to be a really beautiful, wonderful Saturday. Come make it a family day and an event.
The kids will be excited, and you said it's going to be a beautiful day, a chance to really explore and see the kids be wondered, and that's the thing about it as well. So it looks like it's going to be a wonderful time here in downtown Wausau on Saturday, 9 until noon, right here across the way from our studio, the Children's Imaginarium, and take advantage, and again, bring the kids out and really have some fun and learn a little bit as well. Julie, it's always wonderful to have you come by. I'm sure we'll have you back again really soon, and great success on Saturday.
All right, thanks so much.
That is Julie Bowman, again, the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium. We're going to take a quick timeout. Have more coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I don't think you'd hear me there, but Chad Holmes with you here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, WXCO Morning Report. Had a little issue on my way in, but I will be in a couple of moments. But to start off, we're going to be on the phone here, and I will soon be sitting across from our friend from the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. Nancy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, we're going to do things a little differently here for a couple of moments. But first thing I want to ask you about, because yesterday on Pat's program, There was an announcement for a new candidate for the 7th Congressional District, Fred Clark. Could you tell me a little bit about what you know about Fred Clark?
Well, what was really hard is I knew about this for quite a while, and I had to keep my mouth shut. That was really hard. I'm really excited about this because we finally have a chance of really taking back the 7th Congressional District, and I think Fred is just a wonderful, wonderful person. He has served previously in the Assembly. He has... After he retired, he moved way up north, and he has lived there for many years and really appreciates the Northwoods and can really identify with the issues that are up there.
That also brings up the fact that since we last talked, it's been 4 weeks. It's been 4 weeks, and of course, in that time, Tom Tiffany announced that he would be running for governor. Before we talk about Tiffany and the governor's race, how does it change in terms of opportunities for the 7th? Do you feel like making it an open seat, making it that there's not going to be a Republican incumbent, makes it a much more doable proposition for Democrats in this district?
Yeah, I do think that it opens up the playing field a little bit better. And it just, he's been in there long enough. It's time for somebody new. And I think the Democrats are the people that could take that back. We haven't had it since Dave Obey, and Dave Obey had did such a fabulous job for years with that. As far as Tiffany, you know, maybe we can kiss him goodbye forever because he wasn't very good at being a congressman. Why would he think he should be any better as a governor? I don't think so.
Well, and beyond that, it is a different, different race, I guess the way to put it, for a statewide office as opposed to just for a congressional seat. How do you think Tiffany is going to play statewide? Because it really is, it is significantly different than what anything he's experienced in the past, right?
Right. A lot of people have been speculating on this because he kind of like had the Northwoods sewn up because people knew who he was, whatever, but and still for some reason voted for him even if they knew. But statewide, he doesn't have that recognition. I don't think he will fare very well at all. His issues are known statewide, what he is, how he operates, and I don't think it's going to fly with the rest of the state.
Well, and that's as well. It seems like very quickly folks that oppose Tom Tiffany are going to make sure, and you may know, I may know, but a lot of people probably don't know some of the, I always call them out of the mainstream issues that Tom Tiffany has championed, both in his time in Madison and now in Washington, D.C. It's going to be vital to let folks know exactly who Tiffany is early on, correct?
Right. He's absolutely awful. His environmental record is terrible. He overturned the Prove It First. We've talked about that many, many times when it came to anything environmental. He's been extremely bad. He doesn't feel that the big bad bill is bad enough, and he definitely sits at the right hand of Trump, and we do not need that in this state.
What about the Democratic field right now? I mean, it keeps being added to. One of the things that kind of stands out to me is that we have a wide range of Democrats, and that should lead to, I think, a very robust conversation in the next, think about 10 and a half months until the primary. How do you see the field right now for the Democrats on the gubernatorial side?
Saturated would be a good word, I guess. There's an awful lot. I hear good and bad about there being that many, but I do think, like you said, it's going to really open up a lot of conversation on a lot of different issues that are our priorities for this these candidates, and we'll see who comes out of that.
One aspect that it appears to me when it comes to the discussion is that there still is a discussion on, I think it goes back to the budget conversation. How much of a, for lack of a better term, fighter do you have? And I think we're going to be talking about nationally in terms of this discussion, in terms of the shutdown. But do you think that right now the folks on the Democratic side, because we're going to talk about basically the inner party struggles until this primary next summer, do you think that Democrats are looking for maybe somebody that throws the elbows a little bit more.
Yes, I do. And there's a couple of them out there without mentioning any names, but definitely we have to come back bold and come back as fighters. This playing nice is the time for that is long gone. We need to stand up for what we really believe in, and we need to fight for what we believe in. And I think the people will follow that.
All right, Nancy. I will be across from you for the next segment coming up at 7:52. We're going to send it back to Pat and more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. You promise your love how much you care. I'm still listening, but still unsure.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. It's good to see Nancy Stensel sitting across.
It was kind of strange the first time.
You handled yourself very well, and I apologize for being out of the office there for a few minutes. But let's talk about what's going on here, because I know that you've been so very active over the last number of months, and I think so vitally important to raise the voices for people, to give an opportunity, mm-hmm. and where... There are times, I got to admit that, sometimes it feels like people like Tiffany and Trump and others aren't listening. But at the same time, it does feel like it, because you look at some of the popularity numbers, that a lot of these protests are working. It's keeping a lot of these issues in the forefront. And I know you're continuing to do that. What's going to be coming up?
Well, tomorrow we will have the first Fridays in front of Tom Tiffany's office as usual. You know, we thought, well, it feels kind of strange that, you know, if he's running for governor now, we're still in front of his congressional office. But as we were talking off the air too, that you know, like you say, he used clown's a bad name, which is very just good idea for a sign too. Yeah, this
Bozo
this man,
says don't put him along with me.
Right, give clown's a bad name, but you know, it's just the fact that he can't even function as your congressman, and now he wants to be your governor. This is ridiculous.
And the thing about it is it's still vitally important, because right now he is one of the people that are standing there and providing the support and the votes for this silly government shutdown.
He is. And he thinks the big bad bill isn't bad enough. And even with the protests and that, you know, you begin to wonder yourself, like, geez, are these doing any good or whatever?
Right.
But, one, you are energizing people that want to do this, and we are sending a message loud and clear. And I have been fighting a lot of people coming and saying, I'm so glad you're out there. It's making us feel better. Or, you know, there are a lot of people that will just admittedly say, I couldn't stand out there to do that. Like, come on, join us. It's really super easy. But, you know, they're appreciative that you're out there and you're getting that across.
And something else, and I don't think sometimes it seeps into the coverage of Trump and his minions. And I'll put Tom Tiffany as part of his minions.
Oh, yes, he is.
We are seeing and I'm not a big guy that's on polls. I don't talk a lot about polls, but I talked the other day about five different polls that have Trump at his lowest ebb. Ever.
Yeah.
His first term, he was never that popular. And yet, I think a lot of the coverage comes across as he's still this powerful being, like the great Oz behind the curtain. And when you pull back the curtain, there's not a lot there right now.
The people
are seeing this, aren't they?
Yes, they definitely are. And I think more and more people are becoming worried about it. They're seeing what's coming down the pipe and how this is going to affect them. And I mean, you know, look at the people that are losing health care. Tammy Baldwin was in the state, you know, last week doing, you know, listening sessions and talking to average everyday people that, you know, say you work for a business that is small and you have to get your insurance on the marketplace, that how much that insurance is going to go up, and people just cannot afford that.
What do you think about, because right now I still am very nervous about the Democratic leadership in terms of wilting here. it's time to stand up. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree. Definitely. And I think we need somebody who is big and bold. And I know we always go back, we were talking about Ma'am Donnie before. But I think that is what we need. You know, no holds barred. Tell people what you're going to do. And like Ma'am Donnie's message is what the people want. And I think it's a time in our history where there's going to be a big change.
I mentioned this during the show the other day about, and I said this to you off the air.
Yeah.
That it is the 50th anniversary in 2026 of Jimmy Carter being elected president.
That's surprising that you said that.
I know, and I think that was a once in a lifetime event, because normally, and I don't think before or even since then, somebody like Carter, who is a one-term governor who had been out of office, decided, I'm going to run for president. And in the post-Watergate year, it was a sense of, hey, this is what we need. I have this sense, and I know that in terms of the number of gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin, and even looking ahead to 2028, that I don't think it's going to be the same old, both here in Wisconsin and in the country here the next couple of years.
No, that's not going to fly anymore. It needs to be rebranded. It needs to be something new, fresh, and definitely something that is going to help the people. They're paying attention.
And also something I said to you, and I want to get your thought on this. Mm-hmm. We still hear, and I heard of this on our very network yesterday, talking again about going too far to the left, the far left, blah, 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 the both sides thing. And we never hear that you're too far to the right when you're actually just flushing money down the toilet to give to billionaires and millionaires. It's never too far to the right for that. But you talk about, you know, trying to afford rent and trying to afford groceries and trying to afford health care.
How can that be too far to the left? It can't be too far to the left.
The rules of engagement have to change, in a sense, in my opinion.
Yes.
The way we talk about things.
Yes.
Instead of talking about too far left or too far right, we have to start talking about those issues that Mandami is talking about.
We do.
And what the Democrats in Wisconsin have to talk about in the next year. And there's an opportunity here for the next, because it's not till next summer that the primaries, there's an opportunity to talk about a lot of important issues in the right way.
It definitely is. And there's nothing wrong with people saying, you know, look, I can't even afford groceries anymore. And on doors, we're hearing a lot of that.
Oh, I went real fast. One example here. I went shopping for my dinner the other night.
Yeah.
The amount for ground beef is just insane.
You can't afford, a pound of ground beef costs more money than an hour on minimum wage.
You're right. I mean, it's amazing. And Trump has to be held accountable. He said on day one, I'm gonna make sure that the prices not just maintain, they're going down.
I haven't seen anything go down. Everything's going up. And I know I had a friend of mine too that he says, I just had to run to Walmart to get some deodorant. He said, you know, on minimum wage, that's more than an hour's wage to buy.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And he's gotta be held responsible for things he said that would happen that are not happening.
Yeah, man, exactly. We need to start stepping up and getting this message out there more and more and more.
It just feels like Democrats are held to a different standard than Trumpists.
We can't always play nice.
I think
we need to
true.
Get more bold. Yeah,
Nancy, I know we're gonna be bold every time we get a chance to talk. So that's
yes, we are.
Thanks for coming on in.
You bet.
Coming up, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow, so maybe I'll be bold with Pat.
Yes.
Tell him a few things.
I love listening to you guys.
But that's coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And good morning. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is another very pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin. Live from our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, the time is 8:23. The temperature is 58 degrees under partly sunny skies. Again, going through an incredible wave of weather. And again, I just think that it's just been very unusual. And again, it's becoming a new normal. We are not seeing the same kind of falls we used to see. And folks can put their head in the ground if they want to, but there's something going on out here. And we have to think about a lot of these things as we move into the future. But
absolutely.
But it's going to cool off eventually, but we should have a contest or something. Like, when will the first snow be? That the first snowfall that where it sticks.
A lot of people, I do like to predict that.
It's getting later and later these years. Because I remember when I was younger, it would always, I mean, my birthday is December 2nd. It used to be, there would always be a lot of snow on the ground then. And then it's turned into where it's rarely got snow on the ground on December 2nd. So
last year we didn't have much snow on the ground, and well, very much at all.
No, nope.
I mean, it would snow for like a couple of days, and then it would just melt away, and it was pretty didn't have a lot of snow. And we should make a contest out of it. You know, I will give a prediction here. I will say the first snowfall will be December 5th.
Okay. We're talking about this with the accumulating snow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's actually a pretty good guess.
December 5th.
I think it's going to be earlier because we still have, from time to time, with our wildly varying weather.
Indeed.
Where you have a snowfall and then you'll have a hot streak where it'll go away quickly. So I do think that by November 15th, we'll have an accumulating snowfall, but I predict as well it will go away because it'll warm up again because we have such varying weather. So we'll see. And
we'll keep that in mind.
And for folks here in Central Wisconsin, obviously it's a case where we have Granite Peak. People love to be able to go skiing and snowboarding and sledding and cross-country skiing. And we've had years in snowmobile trails. I mean, how many times in recent years have the snowmobile trails not opened very often because we just don't have snow? And when you see temperatures around 80 degrees here in early October, it just makes you think, man, I mean, what is it going to be one of those years again? And that hurts folks. It hurts the folks that sell snowmobiles. It hurts the folks that in outdoor activities. So
you have to have a certain amount of snow in order for the trails to be open. Otherwise, those snowmobiles are not going to travel very far.
So it's part of the gig for our elected officials to say, what's going on here? I mean, let's not wait until the last moment to say, hey, we have an issue and that perhaps some sort of policy will be needed in order to save our environment along those lines and the such. So, again, it's like everything kind of connects here. And I found it interesting yesterday listening to, and I actually re-listened because all of our programs, whether it's this show or Pat's show or Todd's show or anybody else, is a part of a podcast. And I went back yesterday. I was listening to Pat's segments with Fred Clark, who is the new candidate for the 7th Congressional District in Wisconsin that we are part of here in Marathon County. Mm-hmm. And I found it very interesting. And I think he came across really well. He's a man that I think thinks about all of these issues. And I'm curious, and I hope to have him on this program and be able to talk to him sometime soon as well. But I just find that these discussions, and as we get into election season and being October of 2025, 2026 will be here very, very soon, and election season will be here.
Yeah.
It's important to talk about issues instead of talking about horse races and talking about generalities, and vibes and personality.
Theatricality.
Yeah, and there's real, and that's something you know about. You'll call us out when you see that theatricality, right? Because you know what it is. That's where you could be on stage and you can
the
have all that.
The real gift of an actor is to know the difference between a good acting and a bad acting, and after you get, and you watch people's behavior and the way they talk and certain emotions and the way they tell stories. If you're an actor, you have a pretty good intuition about, you know, what's real and what's had dramatized.
You're exactly right. And that's one thing in that interview yesterday.
It's like we're watching a soap opera, and it's opera, and it's, you know, all the bad stuff is happening, and it's very, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing that came across to me, that Fred Clark came across as authentic to me. And I do think that's important, because I was talking to Nancy off the air, and one thing that a candidate has to be able to do is connect with their voters. And yeah, more than just even issues, more than a lot of other aspects, you can be connected on the issues, but if you don't connect with a voter, then it's difficult. And I think that Fred Clark had, at least, that was an initial impression, and there's going to be a lot of time to get further impressions as the campaign goes as well.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do our number for the day quiz. You have to get it right today.
The pressure's really on. It is.
And District 7, we've mentioned, Fred Clark, new candidate.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of the vote did the Democratic candidate get against Tom Tiffany in the last election in 2024? So Tom Tiffany won, of course. What percentage of the vote did Kyle Kilborn get in that election?
Okay.
Was it 32.4%? Was it 36.4%? Was it 40.4%? So 32, 36, or 40.4%?
You know, I'm going to say 32, final answer.
36.4%.
Man, that was my gut feeling, too. I didn't
you normally go with the middle. I thought you were going to go with the middle. Well, you better get it right tomorrow.
I certainly hope so.
Hey, have a great rest of your day, Ian.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
We'll be back tomorrow, but more Pat Kreitlow next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.